Now, we come here in this ninth chapter, and again, I must repeat it, that this section that began back with chapter 7, and it goes through chapter 12, they are prophecies that Isaiah made during the reign of Ahaz. And Ahaz is the one bad egg during this period that Isaiah prophesied. He began at the death of Uzziah. Uzziah had been a good king, reigned 52 years. Now he's gone. Jotham, his son, came to the throne, and he was a good king. But then Ahaz was the grandson of Uzziah and the son of Jotham, of course, and he was really a bad king and quite a phony, by the way. And these prophecies concerning the Messiah come out of this particular period. It's a dark period in the history of the nation. And here you have a prophecy of the coming child to sit on David's throne. And the dark days which attended both his first coming and will precede his second coming. Now, I suppose that the ninth chapter of Isaiah, like very much the 53rd chapter, is familiar to Christians. And that, of course, is generally speaking. They are familiar with it because Handel in the Messiah has actually the very words of Isaiah set to music. And it's always, to me, a very thrilling time in the presentation of the Messiah when they get to that part where it says, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor and the Mighty God. I'm sure by now this is all familiar to most of you listening in. And yet, the church has a familiarity with this section, and in spite of that, I would say that there's no passage more enigmatic or misunderstood than this particular passage. We find here in the translation of verse 1 that it's actually not established, and it's the belief of many commentators that the two viewpoints are those that should be considered here. We'll look at that, of course, in just a few moments. And then it has to do with Galilee. And Galilee was the despised area and a place where Gentiles had congregated. Now, the Lord Jesus, he passed by Jerusalem, the snobbish religious center of the day. He wasn't born there and he wasn't raised there. He made his headquarters in the despised periphery of the kingdom. And we find that when his own hometown of Nazareth rejected him, they could not accept him, then he went down to Capernaum, which is on the Sea of Galilee in this area. And we're told in Matthew, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 12, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." Now, you'll notice that Matthew will leave out now this questionable clause here in verse 1 that we have.